Today's show is brought to you by Humidity, the natural enemy of the fat guy.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Where's the kitten?
What kitten?
So why the kitten?
Cat lovers, today is your day to celebrate. Today is National Kitten Day. July 10th is set aside to observe all the fluffy adorableness.
Kittens?
Baby kittens. They're so cute.
I like kittens.
So I just want kittens.
Happy National Kitten Day.
You freaks ready for the big show?
It's showtime.
Yeah. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that work? Well, you have to enable the skill to listen to our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device. You just simply enable it. You do this one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will, and then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
Yep. You can find our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You simply say, just waddle on up to the Alexa device and say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And the podcast, as we've mentioned time and time again, is a repack of the live show. So we take the live show, we take all the interviews and segments and things that we do, and we repack it into a full-length podcast minus the music that we play on Radio 434. And then you can listen to it again and again and again, however, whenever, wherever you happen to be. Each new podcast drops daily, Monday through Friday, around noon. And we've got hundreds and hundreds of episodes that you can go back and listen to. It's like our virtual time machine. And you can even watch our show segments on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. All right. Coming up on today's program, of course, we've got your five random facts. Of course, we've got your stupid criminals in the news. We've got the good news as well. We also, since it's Thursday, we've got Foster from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. She's bringing Kyle from the Bedford Water Authority. And we're going to talk about a big-ass tank that is has been built, and it will hold over 1 million gallons, 1 million gallons of water. Enough to satisfy the hot water needs of Tabitha Abbott on any given day. I'm not exactly sure. But yeah, so we're going to talk about that. We also have Little Town Players in the house for Theatre Thursday. We're going to talk about their upcoming performance and their 50th season, which is right around the corner. That and so much more on this edition of The Mike Show. And also, in addition to National Kitten Day, it's National Pina Colada Day. So don't get the two confused, okay? Do not drink kittens, and don't feed kittens pina coladas, all right? It's National Pina Colada Day, and Instacart's top trending ice cream flavor is actually perfect for it. And we're going to talk about that. Plus, top things your favorite ice cream says about you. That's our top list. All right. Let's do this and click that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
You order double coladas with twice as much booze. So I guess it's not my fault that I puked on your shoes. You went and called the cops at midnight, 'cause your vacation sucked. But it was you who ordered octopus that made me blow chunks.
I don't know. It's a National Pina Colada Day, in addition to National Kitten Day. Don't get the two confused. All right. So Instacart shared another round of statistics. This time it's on America's top ice cream orders. And this is fitting on National Pina Colada Day. They say the top trending ice cream over the past 2 years is pineapple coconut. No word on how many people are adding rum to it. But pineapple coconut ice cream saw a 37% boost in sales last year. Pistachio is next at 25%. And then green tea at 24%. They also looked at the most popular flavors overall. And you can probably guess what it is. Big hint. It's not chocolate. Anyway, here are the top 10 most popular ice cream flavors in America. We're going to do this from the bottom up because that's the way I like to do it. Peanut butter chocolate, number 10. Neapolitan, number 9. That's the chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry all side by side. Butter pecan or pecan. Pecan or pecan. I don't know. Coffee at number 7. Cookie dough at number 6. Mint chip at number 5. Strawberry at number 4, cookies and cream at 3, chocolate is number 2, and then vanilla. It's classic, customizable, I love it, it's my favorite. Vanilla is number 1. Where's my dinger? I want my dinger. There we go. They say Dubai chocolate is also a hot flavor that's rising in the ranks, and the Midwest is fully obsessed with moose tracks ice cream. Well, anyway, so that brings us to our top list. With Instacart releasing America's favorite ice cream flavors, is yours on the list? Well, more importantly, do you know what it reveals about you? If not, let's delve into this. We'll find out together with today's list. It's our top list today. Top things your favorite ice cream says about ye. All right, here we go. Number 1. Yes, I always do. Vanilla. I always drive with my seatbelt fastened and my hands at 10 and 2. Chocolate. I may look like an adult, but I'm actually 4. Strawberry. I want to eat healthy, but not really. Top things your favorite ice cream flavor says about you. Butter pecan. I'm so high that I think butter pecan is a real flavor. Neapolitan. I can't make decisions. Top things your favorite ice cream says about ye. Coffee. I'm a recovering alcoholic. Pistachio. I own velour slippers and use summer as a verb. We've summered in the where would they go? We've summered in Portugal. No, the south of France. Anyway, top things your favorite ice cream says about ye. Rainbow sherbet. I just dropped acid. What? Top things your favorite ice cream says about you. Low fat. I don't understand the point of ice cream. And top things your favorite ice cream says about you. All of the above smashed into one bowl and eaten while crying in bed. I just got dumped. That's what it says about ye. All right, coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Ozzy Osbourne's final concert raised nearly $200 million for charities. One of the charities? The Sharon Osbourne Facelift Fund. Max is officially HBO Max again. And Showtime is officially that thing nobody signs up for. Kevin Jonas lost almost all his money after the Jonas Brothers split. But he's doing much better now since he doesn't get taxed on tips. And Mattel unveiled a Barbie with diabetes. Also in the works, Lyme disease Barbie, measles Barbie, and mesothelioma Barbie. This is not headline news.
You may be entitled to compensation, Barbie. Anyway, hi there. It's the Mike Show Thursday edition. Taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river. And, you know, you would think with all the rain that we got yesterday, those wacky storms, that the river would be running a little bit higher. But no, it isn't. Anyway. No, we're not going to check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we can't afford one. Anywho's, oh yeah, what were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about this. Rumor has it that Apple's upcoming iOS 26. I mean, I personally hate it when they do so many updates and so many updates and so many updates. And then the screen looks totally different, and then this thing doesn't work, or this setting is off, or whatever. But anyway, I digress. All right, upcoming iOS 26 update that will include a feature that detects if you're...
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
If you're having phone sex over FaceTime, basically.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
It'll pause your camera. And a warning screen pops up, and it reads, "You may be showing something sensitive."
Nice beaver.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Yeah.
In the buttocks.
I don't know. Anyway, so immediately, I feel uncomfortable. But here's what it says. It says, "You may be showing something sensitive. If you feel uncomfortable, you should end the call." I feel uncomfortable because it's supposed to be a security feature, but some people online, and myself included, are creeped out about Apple knowing when they're being naughty. I mean, it's It's like...
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
I don't know. But anyway, so Apple hasn't commented. So it's still a rumor for now. But multiple people who are beta testing the new software update have seen it in action. A couple things to note. There is a place in your device's settings where you can turn this sensitive content warning on or off. So it doesn't always have to be a buzzkill if this is something that you do on the regular basis. I mean,
you idiot! Yeah.
There are conflicting reports about whether the default will be on or off. If the default is off, you may never have even realized it was there, but you have the option to turn it on. Like if you have a teenager and it's their phone, or if you have a young child who's been known to mess with your camera while you're changing clothes or you're in the bathroom or whatever. Apple is probably not spying on your naughty chats. And I said probably. The images on FaceTime are analyzed using machine learning locally on your phone. So nothing, according to this, is transmitted to Apple. iOS 26 will be released sometime in September with or without this feature. Anyway, so here, let's give it a try. We got an advanced copy of this, and we're going to beta test it right now. Here we go. What would happen if we get naughty? Siri, what would happen if we got naughty with this?
Sex.
Ahem. Excuse me. Naked people. FaceTime alert from Apple. Inappropriate content detected on FaceTime. Get a room, why don't ya? Honestly. No one wants to see that. You're disgusting. Just kidding, but seriously, also, I'll be honest. I've never seen it done quite like that before. And I've seen a lot. Well, that's big. Apple recommends you keep it classy, or at least close the blinds. This message will self-destruct an embarrassment. Carry on, you little freaks.
Oh, wow. Okay, coming up, we are going to get smart, or at least smarter, with your five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by that's quite the footlong Jersey Mike's subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, Wayne Gretzky is the only player to score 200 points in an NHL season, and he did it four times. Number two, the most formal type of dress for men is white tie, not black tie. A white tie tuxedo requires a coat with tails, a white bow tie, and a wing collar. Number three, the busiest Domino's Pizza location in the world is the one right outside of Marine Base Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Number four, the white dashed lines on the highway are each 10 feet long. Most people estimate them to be around 2 feet. And then number five, only 4% of the calls routed to fire departments in the U.S. are for actual fires. Most of them are for medical emergencies. And those are your five random facts. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition, or as we like to call it around here, Friday Eve. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we have sounds. And we are going to lovingly, lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That's on the way. And we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. Plus, we've got some good news for you as well. That is all coming up.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
Yep. The Mike Show, all that on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way.
Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. That brings us Foster from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hello.
Good morning. Are you excited for the beach?
I am very, very excited for the beach. Are you excited for the beach?
I'm so excited for the beach. I'm counting down the day.
Yay. We're taking beach trips separately. Two separate beaches.
We'll both have our feet in the ocean at the same time, though.
At the exact same time, and it'll be in the exact same ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So we're pretty proud of that. Although we still have a job to do today. And speaking of water, we've got Kyle joining us. I usually say, "Hey, Foster, you bring us a guest, and who is it?"
Well, I feel like you know Kyle at this point. Kyle is one of our Mike Show pros. This is what, your third time being on the program?
Second time actually being on air. The third time I was trying to run the technology that was an epic fail. So anyway.
Well, I feel like the epic fail kind of shoes you in for two more. So we'll count it as four times, actually.
And Kyle has upgraded cameras and microphones and things and stuff. So he's ready, and we are too. Welcome to the program, Kyle. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun to join you, and it's fun to listen when I'm not on.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that. And hopefully it's not too painful sometimes. Well, Kyle is with the Bedford Regional Water Authority, and we want to talk about, you sent me a video, and we're going to show the video, but explain to the folks what's been going on and what we want to talk about today.
Well, let's see, Wednesday, this coming Wednesday at 10 a.m., that's July the 16th, we will be having a ribbon cutting for our new Helm Street tank.
Okay.
It's a tank, we were just chatting about it offline, that it was about 396 days to complete from start of demolition to when we completed it. The rain has not been kind to us over the last few days. So we were hoping the day that we had right after the ribbon cutting, they're going to start filling the thing with water and start testing it to use it. But as you know, we've had all these storms moving through for about the last week or so, and they've lost a couple of days due to that. So it won't be online as quickly as we wanted it to be, but we will actually, because of the timing of it, everybody will actually get to look inside the tank and see what the inside of a water tank looks like. So that's
now,
something
that's really unique. Now, isn't that ironic that the rain has prevented moving forward on a water tank? That's kind of irony, don't
well,
you think?
Well, it is, unfortunately, it's part of our life in what we do. You know, one of the things that we've been battling this summer is a algae bloom at our reservoir, Stony okay. Creek Reservoir. And so, and that's all weather driven. And yeah. so we're out there treating weekly. And, you know, it's one of those things where you get this rain, it flushes all these nutrients that algae loves into the water. And we constantly have to battle it. And then we get into this construction project and everything has been going so smoothly. And then we have all these storms come through, but one way or the other, we're going to get some stone down so that people can get out and get up close to the tank and touch it and, you know, look inside it and see what it's like.
All right. Well, I'm going to start this, this time-lapse video. And this is from just a cleared a piece of property all the way to construction. Is that correct?
Yes. And what you're seeing, you actually don't see it, but it's at the end. You can go ahead and play it. It's at the end of Helm Street. It's up on top of this hill, of course, because so much of what we do is gravity driven as far as maintaining water pressure. And what you see at the beginning is the demolition of the old tank that was there.
Okay.
Actually, this property was one of the water treatment facilities for the town of Bedford back in the day. And so if you go up there for the ribbon cutting, you can actually still see the foundation where the water plant sat. And so we tore the old water tank down and started building on top of the footprint of the old water tank. And that's what you're looking at now.
Now, how big is this tank and how many gallons will it be able to hold?
About 1.5 million.
Wow.
Okay, so that should get my house through one morning of showers with everybody, baths and showers and okay, so I don't want to turn this into a complaint fest about my household, but there's someone that lives in my house that doesn't realize that if you turn on the dishwasher while someone is showering and someone else is filling the tub, and then you go upstairs and you turn on the washing machine at the same time, and because you're washing towels, you turn it on to hot. There's someone in my house that doesn't realize that eventually you're going to run out of hot water.
Well, we can't solve your hot water woes there, Mike, unfortunately, but we'll at least make sure you're getting the water that you need.
All right. Well, thanks, Kyle. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Kyle. Leave Kyle alone, Mike.
this is tremendous news about how many residents will this tank serve on any given day of daily consumption. And we're not talking Tabitha daily consumption. We're talking just an ordinary average household consumption.
It'll take care of all the residents in and around the town of Bedford. Those that get their water from the Stony Creek Reservoir will be the ones that mostly benefit from this project. And it more than doubles the capacity of what we had before. Not only did we build it on the foundation of the old tank, we actually elevated it. There's two tanks. There's one underground there that you can't see. We refer to the one above ground as the round tank and the one underground as the square tank. Well, the way it was built originally, if you know anything about water pressure, you've got this huge tank and you try to fill it all the way, well, it would overflow the tank that's underground. Mm-hmm. So now, because we actually elevated the tank higher, we can get both tanks totally filled up. So it makes it work more efficiently and doubles the amount of water for consumption. The other big thing there that it also does is it helps us as far as fire suppression is concerned. That way that our firefighters don't have to worry about running out of water. We were talking about, you know, the historical background of the property. I don't know if you were aware of this or not, but the reason that we have water service for the town of Bedford is because back in the late 1800s, a fire decimated the town. And the leaders at that time had the foresight to say, okay, we're going to build a water system so this doesn't happen again. And I think that first system started with like 3 fire hydrants, I think, was wow. pretty much the wow. extent of it. So that's another advantage of having this tank. So, and then of course, and I know the next question, Mike, you're going to have after your hot water woes, but this was done with a ARPA grant, which was American Rescue Plan Act. Back during COVID, the town of Bedford applied for a grant, and they gave some of those funds to us to complete this project. So it will not result in any impact on rates whatsoever. So this is really good for our customers. It's just a way that we could improve the infrastructure without having a negative impact on what they're paying for their water.
That is fantastic. That's great news, as a matter of fact.
Yes, we are very conscientious of rates. We're doing the best we can right now. We're not the only one in this boat. The whole water industry right now has got a very aging infrastructure. Right now, we're looking at about $600 million in the next few years of improvements yeah. that are going to have to be made.
Yeah.
A good friend of mine is, I grew up with him, and he has been in water management, and he was down in the Tidewater area, and he sent me pictures of excavation they did, and the pipe that they excavated was like from the 1700s. It had the date stamped on it. So that kind of gives you an idea as a nation what we're looking at as far as trying to stay on top of this infrastructure while keeping rates affordable.
Yep. And similarly, this was a while ago, but we happened to be at a utilities meeting, and one of the gentlemen that was talking about the need for replacement of certain pipes and things in downtown Lynchburg, he indicated that there were still some pipes in use that were made of wood.
Wood.
Yes, and I've heard stories. I've heard the same stories about that from Lynchburg. I didn't know they were still in use, but I knew that.
Well, this was about 10 years ago. No. Yeah. This was about 10 years ago, so I'm pretty sure that they've replaced it by now. I hope.
Yes. But yeah, and you mentioned that, and that's one of the things that we're working on right now too, is our lead service line inventory. Normally we're responsible for the water up until your house, but you know, a few years back we had the crisis in Flint, Michigan due to lead pipes.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that the EPA has done is they've charged all the local water companies with trying to figure out the type of material that are actually going into people's homes. Okay. And so a lot of people think we're trying to invade their privacy or anything like that. That's not it at all.
Yeah.
The EPA just wants to make sure that their water is safe from the source all the way to the spigot or the faucet. So that's one of the things that we're doing right now. We're sending out monthly emails, and we're trying to narrow the number down because eventually what the EPA is going to require us to do is start potholing, where we'll actually go, 6 feet onto the people's property and have to dig down to actually look at the pipe and see what it is on that side of the line. And we do not want to tear up anybody's yards. They're sure. beautiful flower beds. So if they can help us out and reply to that survey, that would be a huge help and for everyone.
All right. We'll be on the lookout for that. And Bedford Regional Water Authority, where all geographically do you serve?
We serve all of the town of Bedford, Bedford County. Where the regional part of our name comes from is actually from down around the lake. We partner with Western Virginia Water Authority, which basically does Roanoke, Franklin County, that area. And we actually partnered with them to build the Smith Mountain Lake Water Treatment Facility. So we have actually we worked out a deal with them where it just made more economic sense for us to serve some of the people of Franklin County. And likewise, around the lake, they serve some of the people from Bedford, just so that it's a cheaper way of doing things. So
absolutely.
Basically, pretty much the whole county of Bedford and the town as well.
Okay. And a good collaboration there.
Yes.
Well, Kyle, folks, you can learn more about the Bedford Regional Water Authority and everything that they've got going on if you visit brwa.com. That's their website. Probably the best place to learn about all the initiatives and everything that's going on, and be on the lookout for those surveys and actually respond. That way nobody has to dig up your yard.
And one other thing too, just to throw in there, for any of our residents that live in the Montville area, we just signed a letter of intent last week to take over supplying water to that community. They've been kind of on their own service line, and they've been running into some repair woes. And we've been actually, even before we signed the letter of intent, just because it was the right thing to do, we've been down there trying to make repairs so people could have water. And so we just want the residents to know, I think it's about 200 households, 200 plus, that we're coming. We're doing it as fast as we can do regulatory wise. Hopefully in about 6 months, they'll have a safe, reliable water source.
That sounds fantastic. Well, always a pleasure, Kyle. We appreciate you keeping us up to date, and we appreciate you giving us fresh, clean water every
day. Well, thank you, Mike. Thanks for having us. We always enjoy chatting with you.
Absolutely.
You too, Foster. Thank you.
You too, Kyle. And I'm looking forward to the ribbon cutting next week. I won't be here, but I'm going to learn about it from afar.
Well, I totally understand. Both of you guys, enjoy your time with your feet in the water.
Thank you.
All right, Kyle. And Foster, what's the chamber got going on?
I'm just going to talk a little bit about our gala. It's our biggest event of the year. It's September 25th from 5 to 8:30 p.m. at Cedar Oaks Farm. And it's the one thing that you want to go to if you're going to go to any chamber events. That's the one that I feel like has the most camaraderie. It's the most impact. And we talk about really what the chamber tries to do for our community is to bring people together so that we can prosper together. And there's a lot that goes into it. We have a silent auction, we have fine dining, and we have our award ceremony. And the Bedford Regional Water Authority has actually been nominated for a few awards. So we're excited to have you guys there, and deservingly, as seen with all the great improvements that you guys continue to do and what you do for our community. But yeah, the gala is my favorite event of the year. There's always great familiar faces, new faces, people that just want to come out and connect with other professionals and support the Bedford area. It's a great night to just celebrate everybody's hard work and to have a really good time. And this week we're actually having a flash sale, which is awesome. We did a flash sale last year for the first time and people really appreciated it. And we just want to get as close to selling out as possible. So we're about halfway there and we still have, I think, a month or two left for ticket sales. So yep. I'm hoping that we'll sell out before then. We'll see. But yeah, if you're interested, this is the week to go ahead and grab your ticket, grab a full table, what have you. Make sure you can be there.
Absolutely. It's the 86th annual Excellence in Business Awards Gala. That's September 25th. You can learn more if you visit the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce website, bedfordareachamber.com. Foster, Kyle, thank you so much again. We really appreciate you taking time this morning.
Mike, thanks for having us.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care, everybody. It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is The Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. That means it's Theatray Thursday.
Best day of the week.
Yeah, it really is. Well, except for Friday.
Friday is the second to Theatray Thursday in my world.
Yeah, okay, I'll go with that.
Yes.
All right, so each and every Thursday we feature guests from the theater community, and today's no exception. Aaron, who is here today?
This is Little Town Players. They are doing Wizard of Oz, and the Wizard of Oz is scheduled to open this weekend. So very, very exciting. So glad to see a summer production coming on. So we have Lisa Butler. She is the director for Wizard of Oz.
Hello.
Yes,
hello.
And Lisa, tell us who you brought with you.
I brought with me the president of the board, Raymond Smith, and in the cast, Brenna Davis. She is our Dorothy, and we have Tori Rogers. She is our Cowardly Lion, and we have Winter Fellows, and she plays several different dramatic roles on stage.
That's
wonderfully.
Wonderful. So, Wizard of Oz, not everybody knows this classic tale, but if you've been living under a rock, tell us what makes this version of Wizard of Oz so special for you.
It's a different sort of the Wizard of Oz. It's not the movie version. It's more based on the L. Frank Baum's original books.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular show, not just the version that is, but this particular show holds a very special place in my heart because it was the first show that I was ever involved with at Little Town Players when I first became involved a few years ago.
A few years ago.
So I feel like I've kind of come full circle with this show and being in it and then directing it now.
It's been a joy. That is great. And I'm so glad to see it brought to the stage for the summer. So
is there any flying around? No flying.
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose.
Okay. All right. Well, moving on.
Unless you're the scarecrow and he kind of sometimes looks like he's flying.
So, yeah. Brenna, Dorothy is such an iconic role. Tell us, what do you love most about this character?
Honestly, I really love being able to bring a character that I grew up on to life. It's so much fun, especially doing the little accent that she has. But it's so fun to kind of play make-believe with the character of Dorothy after seeing her since I was little. And I kind of feel like I'm in my own world when I'm on stage because she was in her own world when she was in the movie.
So it's a lot of fun. Oh, it's wonderful. And Tori, you play the Cowardly Lion. Tell us a little bit about your interpretation of this classic character.
Well, I like to think when I'm on stage that the Cowardly Lion's basically kind of like a toddler.
Oh, yeah.
So there's several times where Dorothy's like, no, bad kitty. And I'm like, oh, fine. And then the other characters are like, oh, the wizard's this big, bad, powerful, scary person. And I'm like, what? I'm here? Excuse me? I need to go, please. I just need to leave. So it's very interesting to get to play that fearful character, because that's not a role that I've typically been put in. So it's nice to...
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, it's a lot of fun.
Yes, and then Winter. So there are so many children in this play, and one of the things that I love about these summer productions is being able to bring children and adults together. How has this experience been for you in the community?
This is my first time actually working with Little Town Players outside of any school productions, and this is actually probably one of my favorite things I've ever done during the summer, because being able to meet new people and just be able to work with kids and adults together, it's just amazing, and I'm so glad that I got to do it and be a part of it, and because it just feels like I'm in a dream, because I never think I'd be able to do it. And being able to feel like I'm in a dream is just amazing.
That's wonderful. And I grew up with adult youth productions. I'm so glad to see Little Town Players doing this in the summers. It's such a valuable experience for the kids and the adults to get on stage and tell a great story.
Absolutely.
So, Lisa, how has the production been as far as challenges? What challenges have you had to face?
I think probably the biggest challenge that we all face in doing a summer production is family vacations, camps, this, that, and the other, you know, crazy weather. And we've had our share over the past couple of weeks. We thought we were having cyclones one night. I mean, it's like outside with the wind.
We're all going on a twister, you know.
It's like, everybody down. But I think the biggest thing has been trying to schedule around conflicts and having enough people there for it to make sense
within rehearsals
enough continuity.
Mm-hmm.
So, after putting together six or seven schedules at the beginning, it's like additional conflicts come in, and you're like, trash that, trash that. Let's okay, here's the schedule as best as it can be right now. If you can be here. If you can't, we'll catch you up.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it is what it is. Well, but with 36 people,
36,
not
that's
not
a great class.
Production people.
Oh my goodness. So, yeah. That's going to be a wonderful, huge production. And you have a live pit too, correct?
Yes, we do.
That is, you know,
I think it's like 12 piece.
Come to hear the orchestra alone. Just hearing them play those classic songs is amazing. Wonderful. So now, Raymond, Little Town Players is celebrating such a significant milestone. You guys have been around now for 50 years. Tell us what we are going to see this season.
So our goal is the big 50th anniversary. We're super excited for it. And we've been planning now for it. We've had discussions going for 2 years now to get ready for this season. So we're coming off of the high of Wizard of Oz, and we're going to go right into our incredible 50th season, which is going to start off with something that is just going to be loved by everybody, and that is traditions. 50 years of LTP, which is a big musical review for 1 weekend only. So when tickets open up for it, you want to go on ahead and get your tickets for it.
Nice.
But it's going to have people from all throughout the 5 decades of LTP come back to sing medleys or solos from different performances all throughout. Some previous Volunteers of the Year are going to be there. Lifetime Achievement Award winners are going to be there from LTP to just celebrate the fact that here we are 50 years later and we're still going strong.
Yeah.
The second longest running community theater in Central Virginia.
That is amazing.
And so super excited to really start off our season with that. Then the 3 shows that we have for the rest of the season, actually it was a very easy year for Play Reading Committee because we did a survey and we asked people, what do you want to see in the season? And so all three
are audience choice?
All three of them
really?
Are audience Wonderful.
Choice ones. That's
yeah.
amazing.
All audience choice
we
winners.
Said people know what they want and we're going to give them what they want.
Beautiful.
So we're going to go in the fall, in November, we're going to have our first main stage play of the season, and that is going to be The Diary of Anne Frank.
Oh, powerful piece.
A powerful piece, very relevant even today.
Oh, yes.
We're extremely excited about it because it's a story that, no matter how many times you tell it, it still just has that power and connection with people. And we're so excited to bring it back to the stage because we have done it before. We're looking forward to hopefully having school groups come in to see
yes.
it, just as a reminder of, you know, the words in this piece.
In spite of it all, I still believe people are really good at heart.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So, and that'll close us there for the end of calendar year 25, but then we're right back into 26. Where then we get the amazing farcical comedy Noises Off, which was the highest rated comedy on our show surveys. And this, I mean, if you don't come and enjoy this show, then there's something wrong with you.
It's a perfect play within a play. It's
a perfect play within a play.
It's such a great comedy. It's one of my favorites.
It's going to be incredible. And so we're just so... It's perfect that you have like this ideal drama in Diary of Anne Frank, and then you come back in and we're going to laugh you to death when we come back in at the start of the new year. And then for our big musical at the end, one that I'm super excited for, we're going to be doing Camelot.
And nice. This has not been done in this area in a long time. And it's
time.
One of my favorite Lerner and Lowe shows. I'm so glad to see you guys bringing this one.
And for me especially, I think Camelot especially, the story of King Arthur, just these tried and true themes of loyalty, of love, of perseverance, endurance, I think is just a perfect way to sort of wrap up year 50 of being like, this is like the golden musical for Knights of the Round Table, King Arthur, and it's a perfect end for our golden anniversary, too. So,
well, starting it off with a golden with Wizard of Oz and ending it with a golden Camelot. Real feather in your cap, y'all. You guys should be so proud, and we as a community celebrate that. 50 years. Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations. It's Little Town Players. If you'd like to learn more, if you'd like to purchase tickets to the next show, Wizard of Oz, you can do so. You can visit littletownplayers.com for more information and to purchase tickets right there. Check out their upcoming season for 25-26. Congrats, guys. This is very, very awesome. And we appreciate it. And Aaron, we appreciate the Mark W. Foreman Foundation as well. Mark was,
His last show directing was at Little Town Players. Yeah. And when we announced our foundation launching, we announced it at a cabaret that was on the Little Town Players stage. So this is a very, very momentous occasion. And it's always significant for me to have you guys out here and just be able to talk about what it means for my family and our foundation to have Little Town Player support.
And if you'd like to learn more about area theater, including youth theater, you can learn everything at markwformanfoundation.org. You can check out the calendars. You can add literally every performance for every local theater company is listed on this, and even auditions
We've got auditions coming up, and you will also see us ushering. I'll be ushering at Wizard of Oz. Check us out in the green shirts.
Yep. And then the director's grant. Tell folks about that.
Yes, we will be soon announcing our director's grant recipients. We have selected a candidate, and so that will be coming shortly. We will actually be making an announcement this month.
All right. Visit markwformanfoundation.org for more information. Gang, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck. Break legs. Looking forward to this one.
Not literally.
not literally. No, please don't. And especially when you're flying around.
Yes. Right?
There's no flying.
There's no flying.
No flying. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarchais. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio. For your ear holes, I think you'll like it. Let's go directly to viral videos. All right. No, I don't think we're going to save this for stupid criminals. Today's life lesson. Don't get drunk and pick a fight at a golf course. The guy might be a former NHL enforcer. In this case, how do you pronounce his name? Let's see if we have a pronounce-a-fi on him. He's a former New York Ranger. Nick Tarnaski? Tarnaski? Here, pronounce. I think I've got it right. Let's Nick Tarnaski.
Nick Tarnaski.
Tarnaski, okay. So anyway, I don't know if he got it right or not, but back to the story. The drunk guy's buddy is trying to play peacemaker, but the drunk keeps coming.
You guys need to get off the golf course.
You're not scaring anybody.
Come on, man.
I told you!
Man, leave him alone.
You want another?
He just
you
came at me!
Leave him alone!
Hey!
You want a go gun?
Hey, leave him alone, man!
Bang!
Hey!
Bang!
Come on, man!
Bang! Get out!
Hey!
Enough! Get him the
f***
out of here!
All right, so Nick pushes the drunk into a water hazard. The drunk keeps coming at Nick, so he gives him some head blows before ragdolling him away. He's now a youth hockey coach, by the way, and the incident is under investigation. So, What about this? Here's a woman on TikTok buttering her toast, and the way she does it is dividing the internet. What do you think?
I've got one stick of butter for other things, and then I've got one stick of butter that I use for toast, and basically I just rub it on like this instead of using a knife. It feels easier. When the toast is warm, it just melts in. Does that offend people? What's her thoughts?
I don't care how you butter your toast. Let's see. What is this? A married couple from the United States ended up winning this year's wife carrying contest in Finland. Here's Caleb and Justine Rosler talking about their big victory.
Feels good. She did a great job. We went underwater and she didn't panic. So we're happy. She did a good job. We're just going to have dinner and go to the party and celebrate with everybody. Never done anything like that. Jump in a water puddle with my wife. So I'm going to go hear some other stories from everybody else.
All right. Heathrow Airport in the UK. There they are. Is going to start piping in ambient music that features sounds of an airport. Okay. Here's a quick sample of the music that has other sounds. Like, here, just listen. All right, so that just sounds like a pipe organ. Where's the other sounds? This is weird. The other sounds are supposed to include sounds like baggage claim areas, passport stamping, children crying, all incorporated into the music. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That all that stuff is going to be included anyway in the sound of an airport. Those are the sounds that are at an airport. That is so dumb. All right, what about this? This woman received hundreds of random Amazon packages over the past year, and they all contained the same thing, like fake leather car seat covers. And Amazon has finally agreed to take them out of her garage. Here's the homeowner talking about getting all those packages.
It started with one package, and I was like, it's got my address, but it's not for me. And I went to my neighbors and I was like, oh, you know, did somebody accidentally put the wrong last digit? Nobody knew what it was. Oftentimes the amount it costs to return it is about more than 50% of what they paid for it. And every time I was absolutely assured, this will stop. You won't get any more of these packages. You'll hear from us within 24 to 48 hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since today is National Pina Colada Day, speaking of special drinks, here's comedian Patton Oswalt on two that got invented for his wedding.
At our wedding, our caterer was incredible. He was such an amazing chef. And then he was like, you know, I really like you guys. You guys are great. You know what I'm going to do? I want to talk to you guys and get your story. And then at the reception, I'm going to have two specialty cocktails that I will name for each of you. So we talk for a bit. And sure enough, at the reception, two handcrafted specialty cocktails named for each of us. One of them was called the Malibu because my wife was born and raised in Malibu, California. And the other one was called the Sterling, because I grew up in Sterling, Virginia. Now, the Malibu was a complex flavor palette of light and dark, salty and sweet, bitter and tangy, as mysterious and unknowable as the sea itself. And the Sterling was lemonade with vodka in it. I don't know if you've been to Sterling. He nailed it. Oh, my God. Hey, how can we get drunk quickly in this Roy Rogers parking lot before school starts? I stole some vodka from my dad's garage. Is that country time lemonade? That'll kill the taste. Let's do this. Let's do it.
All right, there we go. That is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and go ahead, give it a tug. I dare you. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, We're going to get stupid and wrap up the show. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Why Earthright? Because we're not just solar. We're roofing, energy efficiency, battery backup. We're your home energy partner from top to bottom. You don't need five different contractors. You need one team that gets the big picture and knows how to save you the most money long term. That's Earthright. Local, experienced, and here to make it easy.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. The 46-year-old Jesse Lawrence Hale was recently treated at a hospital in Logan, Utah for an undisclosed ailment, and he left his phone behind. Well, that was bad news for Jesse because as soon as hospital workers found it, they called the police. It turns out his phone was loaded with underage porn, and they never would have known because his phone was locked, but he'd made one of the images his wallpaper. Good Lord. They saw it on his lock screen and reported him last Thursday. He got arrested after he walked into a police station on Monday and asked about the phone. He claimed someone sent him the photo and said he should have deleted it. He also said it would be nice to pay a fine or take a class instead of going to jail because he wouldn't survive in there. Well, they got a warrant. They searched his phone. They found 20 illegal photos on it. At that point, he asked them not to tell his mom. He said he's got family in the area and didn't want them to find out. Again, his name is Jesse Lawrence Hale, by the way. They booked him on suspicion of Jesse Lawrence Hale. They booked him on suspicion of sexual exploitation of a minor, which is a felony for Jesse Lawrence Hale. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this segment because Jesse Lawrence Hale is out there. Two lifeguards in Florida saved a deer that was struggling to swim out of the Atlantic Ocean. They also claim that there were sharks in the area. Here are lifeguards Chase Hunter and Leo Peters talking about the rescue.
We have a job to do. We save lives, whether it's a human life or, you know, in this case, a deer.
I had never heard a deer before, and they yell. They yell loud. When I got out there, I thought Chase was the one screaming.
I was just talking to it, just, you know, like, it's all right, like, I'm here to help, like, calm down. There was also two sharks swimming out there the whole time. In my mind, I was telling myself, we're getting this deer in one way or the other.
Uh-huh, and there you go. That's the good news. He's super chill. Yeah, there are sharks out there, you know. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They have the Hill City Slide coming up in August. visit hillcityslide.com to get your tickets and reserve your time slot. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
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 434.